This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors. Neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again. Good again. Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Swisharoo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman stands behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewick. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewick caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane, flips it up with the left hand, and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with a travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lauderdale in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lauderdale in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard. And Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Botkins. Final minute of the preliminary game, 37-31. Rushi leads Botkins. Rushi with the ball, under 20 seconds to go. Our varsity tilt tonight features Botkins, which has won 3 straight. In fact, 8 of the last 11. Now 11-7 on the year, 6-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League against Rushi. 16-2 on the year, 9-1 in the SCAL in a scrap with Jackson Center for the top spot. The two clubs could very well divide the championship. Rushi, though, coming off a loss at Versailles, 46-41 on Saturday. Interestingly, Chuck, the two young men, Chappie and Quinter for Rushi, who stole the show in Rushi's 72-62 win over Botkins at Rushi that we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com, have been nicked up with injuries. Their playing time curtailed greatly at Versailles on Saturday. We understand that Braden Monin, too, may have some sort of at least a light injury.
So we'll have to wait and see what Rushi's starting lineup is like and how much the Raiders will be handicapped this evening against the Bodkins Trojans.
Well, I mean, they've got a pretty good bench. I mean, they got kids that come off and play for them and regularly. So this is the time of year, and they're still playing to win the league. They're still playing for their seed in the tournament. So this game tonight's important for them. It's really important. But, you know, you also got to get your kids healthy for your tournament run. So it's pick your poison. I think you talk to the trainer and you play them as much as he says you should be able to play them.
The Rushi Raiders ranked fifth in the state in the AP poll this week. Jackson Center Tigers number two. Chuck, you alluded to the tournament seconds ago with regard to Rushi. How about this scenario? Again, we're talking hypothetically. If Bodkins wins tonight over Rushi, that would be a stunner. Significant upset, to be sure. But if Bodkins would win, the Trojans likely would finish a game ahead of Fort Loramie in the league standings if Bodkins beats Anna next week. And Bodkins would be within one win of Fort Loramie on the season. They split two games 3.5 weeks apart. You look at common opponents, still not a whole lot of separation. Food for thought, I guess the big question is, 14 schools and the pick was sectional. Who's voted, who's not? Deadline tomorrow noon. I'm thinking that probably 9 or 10 of them have probably already posted votes online, balloting done. Maybe 3 or 4 out there have not yet voted. That might not be enough tomorrow morning if those votes are cast in favor of Bodkins, if Bodkins wins tonight, to really make any difference.
Well, I feel this way about the teams, the coaches that are not in the Shelby County League. I would almost bet you they've already voted, that they vote based on season record period. That's what they look at.
Right.
So I think that the Shelby County coaches have a better idea of where they should be seated, but I think it's going to come out fine. You're going to have Jackson Center's going to be your number one no matter what. Rushi's going to be your number two no matter what. And in 3 and 4, it just comes down to, you know, 3 can go on the one line if that's what they want to do on their side of the bracket. So I think it comes down to matchups and who you think you can play your best basketball. That's why Fort Loramie is here tonight, even though they play Houston. A couple of their coaches are here because they want to take a look and see where they want to go in the tournament. For all.
Yeah, which half of the bracket does the 3 seed go in if Fort Loramie is the 3 seed? That you want to play Rushi or Jackson Center in a sectional final. That would then leave Bodkins to probably go in the half away from Fort Loramie. And the number 2 seed, or I should say the number 1 seed, would probably be the opponent for Bodkins in a sectional final. Keep in mind, it's a 14-team sectional, about the largest it's ever been. It's been 11, it's been 12, it's been 13.
Right.
It's 14 teams. Houston and Anna are Division III. Houston and Anna
right.
are Division III, so you've only got 5 Shelby County Athletic League schools
that are voting,
that are in the 14-team Pickwick sectional. The other 9 schools are non-SCAL teams. That sheds a little different light on the voting. And you know what, Chuck? If I'm outside the league, I probably look at records. I probably look at overall records and say, so be it. That's the way the chips fall.
Well, maybe, but that's not the way it should be.
And, right.
And because the fact that they don't really get to see most of these teams, they don't play them. So, you know, it's just a guessing game, a lot of name recognition. But it would be a travesty if something happened where I got Jackson 1, Rushi 2. And after that, I have no problem with how they do 3 and 4.
I did some research, Chuck. I don't think there's been a year in the last 20 or better when the Pickwick sectional has a 1 and a 2 seed, which have been ranked in the top 5 in the state all year long,
yep.
Every single week, right up to tourney time. That's how loaded this sectional is.
Yep.
If you get through the Pickwick sectional, you take a deep breath. It's like you're on the doorstep of the state Final Four.
Well, you are on the step because, you know, you're going to play. They're going to play each other in a regional final if they both get there through the district in the first round of the regional, which they really should. But, you know, at Piqua, what you run into is, I mean, Lehman's not a bad team. They go 6'8 and 6'3, and both those kids can play basketball. That's, you know, they could upset a Botkins. They could upset a Fort Laramie and kind of send the tournament into a little bit of a tailspin.
The reason why there is conjecture out there about the thought of Botkins winning this game tonight is that the Trojans, back on January 17th, played Rushi to a 72-62 game at the Raiders' gym. It was 46-40 at the end of the third quarter. It was still a two-possession game with 2.5 minutes to go. Botkins led late in the second quarter of that game. It was 12-10 Rushi after one, 27-23 Rushi at the break, 46-40 after three. Rushi won by 10. Carter Plyman was a beast in that game. He had 21 points. Jordan Herzog had 16 for Botkins. Ryland Paul had a three-pointer, 11. Noah Topp off the bench had 9 three-threes. Botkins 10 of 16 at the line in that game. Hayden Quinter had 27 that particular night against Botkins. That was one of two back-to-back 27-point games for Quinter. Zane Chappie at 17. Chappie came out hotter than a firecracker. He had 5 threes. Hayden Quinter had 2 threes. Those two young men had playing time cut back severely.
Yes.
On Saturday night, injuries have hit the Raiders. Understand that Brayton Munn and 2 has been nicked up. We'll have to wait and see what the Rushi starting lineup is. Head coach Spencer Cordonier was uncertain about it. 45 minutes ago, Phil Groves, head coach of Botkins, said that more than likely his opening five would be Carter Plyman, Colin Dosick, Ryland Paul, Brant Berger, and Jordan Herzog. Plyman pushing 20 points a game now, a little over 19. Jordan Herzog just a shade under 10.
Yep.
Botkin scoring, becoming more balanced all the time. The Trojans, as I mentioned, have won 3 in a row. Easy wins over Fairlawn and Houston. Nice triumph on Tuesday this past week over Newton by a score of 61-46. And this Botkins team has a good victory away from home against Parkway. Played Marion Local, the number 7 team in the state, to a 6-point game back on December 20th. And lost to Springfield Shawnee, a D2 powerhouse, which beat Marion Local at the Fort Laramie MLK Classic. The Botkins lost to Springfield Shawnee by only 4 earlier in December. Trojans at 11-7 have a resume that's really better than that when you put it under the microscope.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they started the season with Carter Plyman and all kinds of question marks. Noah Topp was supposed to be, not Noah Topp, let me go down here and find the right one. Jordan Herzog was supposed to be, because he played a lot last year as a sophomore, but he didn't really start the season strong, and I think it was because he was trying to learn his role. He didn't have to be a go-to guy last year, so he didn't get the attention he's getting this year, but he has really started to pick it up, and he's playing his best basketball, and that makes them a really good basketball team. I mean, he's 6'4", and he's a slasher.
Shelby County League standings, as you know, Jackson Center and Rushi in a dead heat. They're 9-1. Botkins, Fort Laramie 6-4. Anna 4-7. Houston and Fairlawn bring up the rear. Other games tonight in the SCAL. Houston's at Fort Laramie. Fairlawn's at Jackson Center. All 7 boys programs in the SCAL in action tomorrow night in non-league play. Some of the highlight games, Coldwater is at Fort Laramie. Jackson Center's at New Bremen. That's the game we cover at 6:55 tomorrow night. And Lima Shawnee is at Botkins. Oh. We covered that matchup last year up at Shawnee. That was a terrific game. Shawnee won it at the buzzer.
Watkins had a 21-point lead at halftime, and they just started sliding in the second half, and they got on. Lima Shawnee had a good basketball team. They got on a roll, and they hit a didn't even go to overtime. They hit a buzzer beater that beat them, but I think that helped Watkins get out of a little bit of a swoon. I think they'd lost a couple in a row at that point.
Speaking of at the buzzer, we'll talk briefly in a few minutes about that Fort Laramie-Rushi girls game last night, won by Rushi at the wire by a score of 43-40. About 9 minutes away from the start of tonight's game between Rushi on the road here at Botkins. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. For Rushi, it's who's going to help out in the scoring department if this club is restricted and the likes of Chappie and Quinter and Monin have minutes cut back. That's mighty important. Who will guard Carter Plyman, who needs a special game? He needs a breakout 25-pointer probably. He'll need help. He'll need some support. But Carter Plyman's going to be the biggest young man on the floor tonight.
Yeah, and the problem with that for Carter is that everybody at Rushi knows it. And, boy, they're just going to run at him. But he's a solid basketball player, 50 points away from 1,000 points, his dad told us before the game tonight. And I don't think he'll get it tonight, but if he does, I guarantee you that they'll win.
So you can bet a swarming defense from Rushi tonight. There are many key building components for certain. We've highlighted just a few. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Botkins home to Rushi tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We'll return in just a few minutes back shortly from the Botkins gym. It's loud. It's noisy. That band finally subsides, giving us a chance to think.
Take a little breather.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, last night here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Fort Loramie fell to Rushi in a big girls battle at the Raiders gym. 43-40, Rushi won it. Thanks to our Fort Loramie sponsors, these three with us each and every Fort Loramie game. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. And thanks to the Francis Schulze Company, Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thrilling game. Rushi pulled it out of the fire, 43-40. Chuck, it doesn't matter. You could be leading 30, 31 minutes of a 32-minute ball game, which Fort Loramie did last night, but still lose it at the end and give the Raiders credit. They finished far better than did the Fort Loramie girls.
Well, Rushi last night, they looked like the more confident team in the fourth quarter. They made free throws. Fort Loramie missed free throws. They did a great job of getting to the rim. Loramie still had the lead. Rushi never got over the hump until about 2 minutes to go in the game. And still, I mean, Loramie still had their shots, but give the Raiders credit. They looked like the more confident team last night.
Rushi boys nicked up with some injuries, nagging ones, here in the last week to 2 weeks. We'll have to check and see what the starting lineup is for Rushi in a few minutes. Botkins, led by Carter Plyman, gave Rushi all it wanted in the first meeting between the two schools. We'll return with the opening tip and starters when we come back. Botkins home to Rushi tonight. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, whether you are buying or selling a home, need to rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies? Well, there is one not far from you. It's Realty 2000 Group, 100 South Main Street in Sydney. As I said, one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the region, and that does make a difference for you, whether buying or selling. The real estate pros at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition for you as smooth as possible. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling a home in or outside the area or relocating from another city, make the move to Realty 2000 in Sydney. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com. Phone 937-492. And let me read the rest of the number here, Chuck.
Let me turn my phone
off. As the lights have been turned out here at Botkin's to introduce the Botkin starters. That's Realty 2000 Group. On the web at Realty2000Group.com. Phone number 937-492-8055. Easy to remember. 492-8055. We're locally owned. Your neighbor with knowledge of the city and county housing market, second to none. Realty 2000 Group, the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
I get paid extra tonight for being in the spotlight.
And we did it using the using the highlighter from Chuck's phone in darkness here at the Botkin Gym. Trojans being introduced. Was Hayden Quinter starting?
Quinter is not starting. They're starting Francis in his spot.
Felix Francis, 6'5". Very good young player, gets the starting nod, along with Braden Monin, Braylon Cordonier, Zane Chaffee, Xavier Flippo, and then the fifth player, Felix Francis. This is game number 19 for both programs. Botkin's 11-7, Rushi 16-2. And next Saturday night, Chuck, the Rushi Raiders are in action at home against Marion Local in a game we'll cover right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
That should be a good one. Marion's got all kinds of size.
And don't forget tomorrow, 12:55 p.m., Findlay Liberty Benton at Fort Loramie Girls, 1:30 tip. Tomorrow night, New Bremen entertains Jackson Center on the air at 5 till 7. Tip-off at about 7:30. As I noted for you several minutes ago, Carter Plyman, 6'5", senior, Colin Dosick, 5'8", sophomore, Ryland Paul, 5'10", junior, Brant Berger, 6'2", senior, and Jordan Herzog, a 6'4", junior. Your opening five for Botkins, which wins the tip. Trojans in the home white, black numbers outlined in gold. Rushi in that familiar blue with mustard gold numerals. Gold piping down the sides of the shorts. Top of the circle, Plyman steps back and lets it go. 27-footer clanged off the rim and ricocheted out of bounds in the far corner.
Had a good look at it. I mean, that is definitely in his range.
Now, we noticed, Chuck, that one starter, is that Braden Monin, who's got the left hand and wrist and forearm all wrapped up. Here is Rushi attacking in the lane. Little fadeaway 7-footer flipped up there by Felix Francis. No, off the back rim. Quickly down the floor, Botkins. Carter Plyman swings it straight ahead to Paul. He dances into the lane, pitches it on the arc, then gets it back. Knifing through the middle is Paul. Oh, great dish. Low on the left to a teammate who lays it up and scores. Nice goal by Jordan Herzog. 2-0 lead, Botkins. Good penetration by the Trojans.
Great assist by Dosek that time. Got in the lane and found Herzog down on the block.
Here is Monin backing in, pivoting for Rushi, not shooting. On the arc to Shappy. He lets it fly. Long 25-footer, in and out, no good. Foul shot by Francis, too hard. Rebound yanked off the glass by Herzog. He's wrapped up, thrown to the floor, and fouled. 6:40 to go here in the first quarter. Botkins 2, Rushi nothing.
Well, with Quinter out of the game, Quinter had 27 against him the last time. They're going to have to find some scoring.
Yep, he is so much firepower. Every single shot in the book for Hayden Quinter. He doesn't get the start. And who knows how much he'll play. Here's Carter Plyman. Herky-jerky move outside the lane on the left. Fades away, missed it. Much too heavy on the shot. Rebound Rushi. Forecourt right, Flippo. Down to Shappy between the circles. He's picked up there by Dosick. Foul line extended right. It goes to Flippo. Near side, Shappy. Cordon, your left corner. Carter Plyman on him. What a match up there. Oh, what a steal. Dosick took it away. It is 2-on-1. Handoff on the play to Paul. Blocked. Oh, what a cram. Coming out of nowhere, Monin swiped it, flipped it up to Cordonier. He hoists a 3 in the air. Strong rebound, Botkins. Well, we played 2 minutes, 15 seconds. Only 2 points scored in this game. Botkins up a basket to none. Here's Ryland Paul on top to Dosick. He's available. Let's it go. Bingo! 3-pointer from downtown by Colin Dosick, the fine little guard for the Trojans. 5-0. Botkins in the lead. Here's Shappy, right side pass. Reverse to the left wing to Francis. Francis hurls up a 3. Clangs off the rim, no good. Bodies fly on the rebound. We got a foul. Rushi had gobbled the ball up off the floor, laid it in, but negate the bucket during the melee in the paint area. Foul Trojans. Rushi basketball. Baseline left of the goal. 5:16 to go, first quarter, 5-0. Botkins in the lead.
You got Quinter in the game now.
Hayden Quinter on the floor. 6'1 junior for Rushi. Outside the arc on the right, it's Monin. Right corner, Cordonier. He slashes toward the elbow, into the lane area, backs his man down, forces up a shot against Herzog. It's way short. Rebound deflected to Dosick, and chasing from the rear is Quinter. He spikes it out of bounds. 5-0 Botkins, 3 minutes gone. Trojans throwing a shutout so far.
Well, I tell you, Dosick's all over the floor so far in the first 3 minutes.
Keep in mind, for Sales, with a fine game on Saturday, beat Rushi, which had limited duty from a few starters, 46-41. Not a good scoring game for Rushi off to a slow start tonight. a miss by Botkins, then Rushi counters, three ball, outside the arc on the right, yes sir, Braden Monin hands it from long range. 5-3, Botkins in the lead. On the floor now, Noah Topp. He's checked in for the Trojans, goes baseline right to Plyman. Plyman tries to go behind the backboard and whip a pass to the far opposite corner. And you know what? He ran out of real estate.
Stepped on the line.
Yep, no room. Error. Miscue. Botkins. Rushi ball. Down 5-3. 4:23 to go here in the first period. Quinter fakes right, goes left, right down the pike to the rack. Lays it up. Oh, he's belted. No, he's called for charging. Bodies hit the deck below the basket. People getting up slowly. And the young man who took the brunt of all of that, Chuck, was Carter Plyman for the home team.
I won't mention the arc under the basket.
Well, we've talked about it before. I don't know.
Beating a dead horse is not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know what the real challenge is to put that college basketball arc in place in the high school game.
Well, then you got to have officials that are smart enough to see where his feet are, and you can't go to replays, and it probably would just screw things up. They have trouble with the rules as they are.
Here's Plyman dribbling between the legs on the arc. He's double-teamed. Whoops, a push by Rushi. It is Common. That was a minor hand check. 4:07 to go, first quarter. Low scoring, 5-3. Botkins in the lead.
You can get away with a one hand check if you don't extend, but if you put two hands on him defensively, they're going to call it every time.
I like that clarification. And before Carter Plyman can pitch the ball in bounds, we've got a moving screen before we even start play.
They call that on Herzog. That's his second.
Oh, does that ever hurt? Jordan Herzog, real good player for Botkins, nailed with his second foul in 4 minutes. Here's Monin on the arc for Rushi, dives into the lane, explores the post area. He goes barreling toward the basket. He lowered his shoulder, but the defender was not planted. No shot was taken. Another foul, and in the span of 7 seconds, three fouls.
Yeah. Well, the thing for Monin is his hand is not his shooting hand. It does kind of screw you up a little bit in your release, but at least it's not his guide hand.
Here's Cordonier. Braylon wants to penetrate the lane. Ball is knocked away by Botkins. Cordonier goes out on top to get it back. Now to Flippo. Quinter left corner. Botkins up 2-5-3. 3.5 to go, first period. Here's Quinter slanting across the lane. Throws into the corner to Cordonier. Left-hand dribble below the foul line. Back to Quinter on the arc. Goes in front of it. Very off-balance shot. Hit the backboard. Rim came off. Long rebound, Monin. And bullseye! Oh. He drills a three ball. Scattered floor, loose ball. Rushi came out of it well. Extended possession. It paid off for the Raiders.
What an effort by Quinter to get that ball.
Here's Dosik fighting against the taller player, Vince Borchers of Rushi, in the paint area. Ball batted free by Borchers, who then tips it out of bounds. Botkins ball below the basket. Felix Francis in for Cordonier for Rushi, which has Vince Borchers on the floor, 6'1 sophomore. In now for Botkins is Colton Plyman, sophomore, 6'4. Carter Plyman on the arc, 6'5, Rushi. Botkins scored 5, Rushi 6. Very sloppy pass by Carter Plyman, picked off by Borchers. Borchers storms down the floor. A lot of traffic, a lot of contact. Then finally a foul, shot was missed, rebound no good. Botkins gets the personal, team's 5th already, with 2:43 left to be played in the opening period.
Well, I tell you, they've had a chance to maybe get a little bit of a lead on Rushi, and they cannot score.
Xavier Flippo, free throw, dips in, dips out. Fouled in the act of shooting, gets a second here. 6-5, Rushi by 1. Second shot, Xavier on the way. Yep, hit the front rim, backboard, and fell through. 7-5, Rushi by 2. Carter Plyman in midcourt. The lean, 6-5, Felix Francis on Carter. Carter bolts down to the low block right, flips it back on the arc to J.J. Meyer of Watkins, who's checked in, and the ball is batted out of bounds by Rushi.
Well, that's one of the advantages Rushi has defending Carter is they've got size all over the floor. He turns a corner and there's somebody else there his size.
Here's Colin Dosick into the lane to J.J. Meyer, far left corner. Meyer, 5'6", junior. Here's a drive by Dosick. Ball swatted. Great block. Rushi. Outlet to Quinter. He's got a bunny at the other end on the go.
Got the block. Got the steal. Not bad.
Steal by Borchers at midcourt for Rushi. Baseline left to Flippo. He's bumped. The ball's jarred loose, and Watkins has it. 9 straight points by Rushi, which leads 9-5. A minute 56 to go in the first. Deep in the right corner with the ball top on top of the key to J.J. Meyer of Watkins. He wears number 3 on his back. Little J.J. hands off to Kleiman. Straight away Dosick. Dosick has his legs taken out from under him. Ball's on the deck. Rushi manages to snarf it up and get a timeout. 9-5, Rushi. 1:39 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, Benjamin York is now in for Rushi. He's a fine young prospect, very good player. He will only get better. He's on the court. Here's Cordonier, high right, around one man, around another. A running bank shot.
Wow.
Good! What a play.
Very athletic.
Braylon Cordonier, smooth move. Kissed one in off the window, and Rushi has reeled off 11 in a row since Watkins notched the first 5. Here's a bounce pass. Meyer, baseline right. Colton Kleiman. The ball rolls up his arm out of bounds.
5 turnovers now for Watkins. That is not what they needed.
58 seconds to go, first quarter. Watkins, a sloppy opening period. Rushi with 11 in a row. Cordonier on the arc. Behind him on the plate of Flippo. Straight away, it's Benjamin York for Rushi. York, 6'3", sophomore. Borchers has it. Left corner, York, guarded by Colton Kleiman. Here's a near steal by Dosick. Dosick slaps down and gets charged with a foul. Boy, Roosh is going to spend the whole second quarter, Chuck, in the 1-1.
I'm watching them, Trojans play defense. I think they're playing a matchup man-to-man right now.
So it's not a zone.
It's a combination.
Ball thrown low on the right by Rushi to Francis. Kleiman on his back. Whistle against the Raiders. That was a weird call.
It was away from the play. Said he pushed off. I didn't see it because I was watching the ball.
Rushi bench asked the official down here what was it all about, and that official says, I'm not sure.
That was on Francis. That was his second.
9 fouls already here in the first half. 26 seconds to go. Watkins has not scored in close to 7 minutes. They pumped in the first 5 right away. 11-5, Rushi. 15 seconds to go, opening period. J.J. Meyer, top of the circle. That's a mismatch. York on him at 6'3". High right to Kleiman, 7 left. Kleiman steps back, fades away. Long 3, skidded off the rim. Far side rebound by Top. Top chucks it from almost out of bounds, way short. Quarter closes. Not a good one for Watkins. Rushi pumped home 11 consecutive. Raiders lead by 6 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Hey, don't forget, pick up the phone, place your carry out with Myers Tavern in Botkins, 937-693-8271. Known at noon and at night for pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. They're great. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6 at Myers Tavern in Botkins. Oh, those omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. 693-8271, Myers Tavern in Botkins. Place your carryout now. 303 North Main. We bet you won't find better. Big basket by the Rushi Raiders to start our second quarter of play. Benjamin York got the deuce. And that is now 13 in a row for Rushi. Botkins with a cross-court heave in the offensive end, and it goes out of bounds. Wow, how many turnovers, Chuck?
That is their sixth.
Half a dozen.
Unforced.
Yes. Half a dozen miscues for Botkins to date. Botkins scored the first five. Rushi, the last 13. Here is Ross Fissinger on the floor now for the Rushi Raiders. 5'11 senior guard. Raiders hammer the ball down post, low on the right, and got a clear out move. Benjamin York used his hands to generate space for him to maneuver in, and he's called for an offensive foul away from the flow.
Yeah, I didn't see it again. They said he hooked him.
10 fouls in the first 9 minutes of this game. 13-5 lead in favor of Rushi. Here is Botkins dribbling 25 feet away. It's Brant Berger. Berger to Plyman. Plyman starts to drive. He's yet to score. Right, Chuck?
Bad pass. He has not scored.
Oh, my. Quinter stepped in the passing lane, broke the other way, drove, laid it up, missed it. Monin's follow, no good. Rebound Botkins. Ahead to Carter Plyman. He storms baseline. Oh, what a block on the play by Braylon Cordonier. That was like a volleyball spike at the net.
Well, that's the problem. Botkins can't get to the rim without getting a shot blocked.
I tell you, Rushi, with a few nagging injuries, might affect the scoring output a little bit, but the Raiders' defense has been sensational. Uh-oh, long three ball, Brant Berger. It's good, way, way downtown. It was 23, not 21.
Yep, Noah
23, top. Noah Top connected. He was almost out of bounds, far side of the floor. Very high floater, and that for Botkins, those points wiped out a stretch of 9 minutes without scoring. York comes right back with another field goal, low in the right for Rushi. He was on the block, posted up. He's becoming a weapon down low in this game. Here's Carter Plyman fading and swishing. A 16-footer by Plyman of Botkins. 15-10. Botkins starts to warm up. 5:41 left to go, second quarter. Rushi down low. It's York again. York maneuvers. Two more. What a play by York. He pivoted, then skied in the air over the top of Berger, and a foul to boot. Tell you what.
Looks pretty good for a sophomore, doesn't he?
Yeah, a few of these Rushi players with a nick or two, that means that young men like York get more minutes. And I tell you what, Spencer Cordonier's got a gem. He's got a substitute gem being awakened here tonight in Benjamin York. He's got size and length. He rolls in the free throw. He's pumped home, what, seven quick ones?
Seven. Yeah, all 7 points here in the second quarter.
18-10, Rushi leads. 5:28 to go. Another foul at midcourt. York guarding Carter Plyman too aggressively. And Benjamin gets number two. 8 point lead, Rushi. 18-10, 5:28 to go. Second period of play. Plyman looking to inbound. Throws it into backcourt to Herzog. Herzog over the timeline. Near side to Dosik. Ryland Paul not on the floor at the moment. Here's a good shake and bake move by Carter Plyman. Right wing. Then he threw up a short corner jumper. Way long. Didn't touch the rim. Rushi quickly down the floor. Out of control. Into the lane area goes Monin. Might have gotten away with a shuffle. Ball slapped out of bounds by Botkins.
Well, I'll say again, Carter Plyman, he turns the corner, he gets around the defender, and they're playing him perfectly. They've got somebody else waiting for him down there.
Quinter gets the inbounds pass, back to Flippo. Flippo, line drive shot, extreme left corner, rattles out. Here comes Botkins, forecourt right, top, long gunner, no, high off the flange. Long board, though, to Carter Plyman, who slings it cross-court to Dosik. Behind the arc, doesn't shoot. Near side to Plyman. 8 point lead, Rushi. 4:44 to go, second quarter. Backing players down is Carter Plyman. Back to Herzog straight away. Guarded by Quinter. And we get a reach in. Quinter on the back of the offensive player. One and one now for Botkins.
I think that's a good call. He reached in, made contact, inhibited him from making the turn. I think that's a good call.
The question is, was that significant enough to be DPI against the Cincinnati Bengals?
Oh, in the championship game, yeah, they would have thrown him out of the game.
Herzog at the stripe, 1-1 Botkins. He's got it. 18-11, Rushi up 7, 4:36 to go, period number 2. Second shot here for Herzog. Botkins trying to stay in touch with the Raiders, who scored, what, 13 points straight after Botkins opened up a 5-0 lead?
Yep, 13-5, yep.
Second shot, Herzog, yes, and it's 18-12. Midcourt with the ball. It is Borchers for Rushi. He gave it up, got it back, and couldn't hang on. Ball rolled away from him into the Trojans bench. Turnover, Raiders. Here comes Botkins. Top and back in backcourt. Chance for the Trojans to put a big dent into the deficit. Intercepted pass by Rushi, picked off by Flippo. Fadeaway 15-footer, in and out, no good. Botkins 2-on-1. Oh, what a shake and bake move by Dosik. Colin Dosik of Botkins, 2-on-1, faked the pass, and in one motion went to the rack and laid it through. 18-14, Rushi by 4. Near side, it goes in the play to Shappy, into the post to Cordonier. Back to Shappy on the arc. Borchers. Deep right corner. Raiders hang on. Dribble drive through the lane. Francis clearly stumbled and walked. No call. Ball goes to the arc. Right back into the lane area to Flippo. To Shappy on the handoff. Ball flies in the air. Loose ball. Botkins. Foul. Rushi. Home crowd loves it.
Well, yeah. Quinter went up for the shot. He just lost it. There was no block, no nothing. He just ball went flying out of his hands.
3 minutes, 38 seconds to go. Second quarter. Game starting to tighten back up after Rushi owned an 8-point lead, 13-5, about 2.5 minutes into the second quarter of play. Dosik at the line, 1-1 now. It looked several minutes ago like Rushi would be the first to reach the 1-1. Then a rash of fouls on the Raiders. Botkins gets to the bonus first, and Colin Dosik cashes in. He earns free throw number 2. 18-15. Rushi by 3. Dosik once more. No good. Little crooked off to the left. Rebound yanked down by Quinter of Rushi. Storms up the floor. fakes right, goes left to the rack, and puts it in. Patented Hayden Quinter right there. He was like a runaway locomotive on track right down the middle of the floor, would not be stopped. Dribbling, dribbling, Carter Plyman. Uh-oh, offensive hooking foul. Bodkins Trojans bench very displeased with the call. And because it was offensive, even though it was number seven, player control, it's not shooting.
Well, I'm over here doing my best seal imitation, but I am turning the mic off when I get into my coughing fits.
Well, we've had the bugs, the virus, the colds, the flus, the RSV, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I asked you the other day, Chuck, what is faster, hot or cold, and why? And you said...
I said hot because of physics, but you're right. It's cold because you can catch them.
Yeah, you're right. Hot is faster because you can catch up with the cold.
There you go.
Bodkins commits a foul. Trojans over the limit. Eight on Bodkins, eight on Rushi. 1-1. Quinter of the Raiders is way short. Rebound pinballed around. Plyman's got it for Bodkins. 5-point game, 20-15, 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Yep, we've had our share of the coughs. Here's Carter Plyman on the loose down the lane. It hangs on the rim, comes off. Rushi rebounds, but a Raider, Cordonier, is out of bounds below the basket.
Yeah, three of them had a shot at it. Nobody could grab it.
2:53 to go, second quarter. Colby Monin on the floor for Rushi. Hayden Quinter is out.
Yeah, you can tell Quinter is absolutely not 100%.
He looks drained.
Chappie looks like he's moving around pretty well on that ankle.
Ball lobbed in by Plyman. Nice catch, top of the circle, but Dosik slings a three. No good. Rebound, Colton Plyman, in and out, no good, and it's out of bounds to Rushi. Well, Bodkins had opportunities.
Yep, right on the rim, both of them.
Could not deliver. 20-15, Rushi by five, 2:45 to go in the second. Here is Chappie on the loose. Got away with a travel, gave it up on the arc to York. York fakes right, goes left, spin move, fadeaway 15-footer.
Wow.
Oh, he drains it. Benjamin York, heck of a night. Special career evening for Benjamin York with nine.
He's got nine in the quarter and had to sit a little bit because he picked up his second foul.
22-15, Rushi by seven, 2:14 to go, period number two. Here's Dosik at midcourt. Down the left side to Noah top. Straight away, Ryland Paul. Bodies fly right in front of Paul. Dosik went sliding across the hardwood. He set a screen and was belted. 1-1, Trojans.
Monin ran right over top of him.
2:07 to go here in the second quarter. Jack and Chuck with you. Row number one in the mezzanine of Bodkins, right at the 50-yard line. Free throw, 1-1. Dosik in and out, no good. Boy, we saw 1-1s missed a plenty last night by the Fort Loramie girls,
yep,
and it cost them the game. Here is Braden Monin on the arc on a weave to Benjamin York. York at the elbow, hand off to Chappie. Shifting off on him is J.J. Meyer. Braylon Cordonier scoots down the lane, stumbles, hits the deck, slides all the way to the mat beyond the end of the floor. And he took a knee, did Braylon Cordonier, not in the act of shooting. Foul on J.J. Meyer, 1-1 for Cordonier. 7-point ball game, 22-15. Big chance here for Rushi to get its biggest lead of the night. Right now it's 7 at 22-15. Free throw Cordonier, front rim, backboard, side rim, rolling. It's good.
Phil Grove doing a good job. He's running top end on offense, putting Plyman in on defense, trying to keep you from getting that third foul.
Second free throw here by Braylon Cordonier of the Raiders. It is in, and Rushi's up nine, its biggest spread of the night, 24-15. Bodkins had whittled it down to four or five. Minute 33 to go, second quarter. Here's a long triple by Dosik, left open. Yes, he's got it. Colin Dosik stroked it in. Plenty of distance on that one, a good 26 feet.
Well, he's got nine. He's got nine of their 18.
Here's a dribble drive by Rushi down the lane. Good effort by Borchers. He got one up there off the window. It scooted off the iron. No, rebound Plyman. Plyman in the lane. He suspends himself. Missed a 15-footer that hung on the iron. Rebound by Top. Top right back to Plyman. Spin move. Up and in the paint area. Oh, that was sweet. That was really snazzy there by Carter Plyman of Botkins. Right back to four, 24-20. 45 seconds to go, first half. Cordonier on the arc to Borchers. Here's Benjamin York in the lane. Dropped the ball, picked it up. 32 seconds to go. Deep right corner pass to Borchers, nearly shoots to York. Here is Cordonier. Driving. Colin Dosik fisted the ball away. Shappy's got it, though, for Rushi. Spin move by him. Missed the 10-footer. Real difficult shot. Flippo cleans it up. Baby layup. No good. Rebound Botkins. 12 seconds to go.
Wow, that was a gimme that he missed right there.
Cross-court pass. J.J. Meyer. Wide open top for three. Hits the back rim. Rebound Rushi. What do we have? A foul with 2.6 left.
Yeah, Meyer got up underneath him, and he didn't mean to, but it's going to send Cordonier to the line for two.
That's a big double bonus for the Raiders with only 2.6 to go in the second quarter. But Botkin's so close to netting a three and cutting it to one at the break, it might wind up six.
I don't think he did anything intentional. If he hadn't bent over, I don't think they would have got the call.
Free throw by the Raiders is up and in. Cordonier sinks it 25-20 in favor of Rushi with 2.6 to go in the second quarter. Second free throw by Cordonier of the Raiders. York sits down, doesn't want to pick up the third. Cordonier eyes the goal, way short. Rebound taken out by Botkins. Here's Carter Plyman. Long one from 65 feet. Hits the corner of the backboard. And that concludes our first half. It's a toss-up. Botkins scored the first five. Then Rushi went up eight. Botkins cut it back to four. Rushi went up nine. And it's now five at intermission. Rushi 25, Botkins 20. Good ball game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. 40 years doing business. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mescher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it and do your best do. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. 40 years in business at Cutaway Styling Salon. Hey, you better put Burke to work. That's right. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, metal working fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. The green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers at 315 West 1st Street in Minster. That's Burke Petroleum, B-U-R-K-E, BurkePetroleum.com. Inquire, request delivery online, BurkePetroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. 5-point lead, Rushi at the break. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, Rushi has a 15-14 rebounding advantage, 6-4 on the offensive boards. Botkins turned it 8 times. They turned it a lot in the first quarter, cut back their turnovers in the second quarter, and made a run at them. Rushi turned the ball over 5 times, 3-5 from the free throw line for the Trojans, 5-8 for Rushi. They were led by Benjamin York with 9. He scored them all in the second quarter. They got 6 from Braden Monin. They got 5 from Braylon Cordonier, 4 from Hayden Quinter, and a free throw from Flippo. They scored 11-14, 25 for the first half. Botkins led by Colin Dosing. Not only had 9 points, but he had 3 or 4 steals. The kid had a great first half. Then they got 4 out of Plyman. They got 3 out of Top and 4 out of Herzog. They scored 5 and 15, and they trail at 25-20 at the half. They won that quarter by a point.
Well, a pretty rough first half. Nearly, 20 fouls called?
A lot of fouls.
Between the two schools. And I tell you what, if you want to accept a charge, you're going to pay the price.
Yeah, that's not... I didn't do this because it would have been illegal, but if I would have, I would have paid kids $5 to take charges back when I coached them back in the day. That's how tough it is to do.
Halftime score, Rushi 25, Botkins 20. We're brought to you here at intermission by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
This business and proud sponsor of High School Sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Botkins as the very good Botkins Pep Band comes to a halt. I'd like to let you know all about one of our great underwriting sponsors, Spherion. If you're looking for work, Spherion can help you get the job you want. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, 20 offices throughout Ohio, located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. There's an office in Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register now. That's Spherion. Go to applyohio.com. Spherion. It works. We start the third quarter. Rushi 25, Botkins 20. Possession Trojans, who led 5-0 in the first minute. Then Rushi drilled home 13 in a row. Botkins has not tied since. Carter Plyman in the lane. He's in there forever. Might have gotten out of there just in the nick of time. Threw it to Herzog in the right corner. Line drive, three ball. It bounces off the iron. Rebound to Rushi.
Tough possession that time. It would have been nice for them to score and get the momentum going their way.
Here's Quinter, deep left corner. Carter Plyman on him. Carter Plyman's been held in check. How many, Chuck?
He's got four.
He's got four. The Botkins, 20. He had a big game in the first meeting, 21, as I recall,
right,
against the Raiders at the Rushi Gym.
This game's starting to look like it a little bit, but Rushi just keeps pulling away a little bit more and a little bit more.
Chappie low on the left to Flippo. Yes. Oh, good handoff to the driver down the lane. Monin lays it in. Good alert play by Monin, who cut to the basket. Flippo was crowded. He was in a thicket. Two or three white jerseys around him. Low on the left, but charging toward the basket came Monin, received the pass, dropped it home. 27-20, Rushi by 7. 6:50 left in the third quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds across the way by Rushi. Important here for Botkins to surge. and make this real interesting nip and tuck going into the fourth quarter. Cross-court pass by Plyman is popped up in the air, out of bounds off Rushi. Rushi Raiders, like the Jackson Center Tigers, get deflection after deflection after deflection on defense. Carter Plyman, midcourt, caught there by Herzog. Herzog fakes right, goes left. Picked up by Flippo, left corner Carter Plyman. Monin on him. Carter Plyman takes him into the lane, draws three blue jerseys, ducks under, missed it, got it back. Oh, he hit the deck. He was fouled. Hope he's okay. Rushi had two or three blue jerseys around Carter Plyman, missed one shot, put up another. He was decked to the floor, and we'll have a delay in the action. 6:29 to go here in the third quarter. It is Rushi 27, Botkins 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Well, Carter Plyman up and at him on the bench, though, is removed from the game. J.J. Meyer takes his spot on the floor. Shoots the two free throws. Carter Plyman was clouded from behind in the act of shooting in the paint area, and he could not stay in the game. There is flat out no way.
And JJ made one of two.
Yep. Meyer had the first roll off the rim and hung. He drilled the second. 27-21. Rushi on the arc. Chappie lets it go. Around again and out. It spun like a top forever. Real hard luck break for Chappie, who comes right back and steals. Feeds Quinter one-on-one with Paul. Quinter a floater, teardrop in the lane. Got it. Nice play. Botkins needs a timeout. 8-point game. Rushi 29-21. 5:56 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Hey, a quick reminder for you about the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. The drawing is during the Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Again, the drawing in July during Fort Loramie Liberty Days. Only 2,000 tickets sold, 80 prizes, 4% chance to win, attendance not required, $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. flathleticboosters.com/raffle for the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. Prizes awarded in July during Fort Loramie Liberty Days. Here's a steal at midcourt. Botkins had the ball after the timeout, and it was raked away by the Raiders. Big possession here. Rushi has inched back out to an 8-point spread. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Quinter on the arc, dribbles between two, lost the ball, saved it back in off the leg of a Trojan, out of bounds, Rushi.
Just not, he's just not as solid and smooth. You can tell he's hurting.
Flippo inbounding to Cordonia on the arc. Carter Plyman back on the floor, trying to get the wits about him now. He's guarding his own area in this half of the court. Ball's on the other side. Flippo to Cordonia, back to Flippo. Here's a fadeaway three ball. Arched up there by Monin. No, off the ring. Long rebound batted right back to Monin. To Quinter. Quinter lets it fly. Barely hit the net. Short of the rim. Rushi got it again and saved it. Here's a lob. Chappie to Quinter down low. Quinter powers and scores. Long possession by Rushi. One offensive rebound after another. 31-21. Biggest lead of the game, Raiders. Here's Carter Plyman in the lane. Tries to go below the basket to Herzog. Rushi had a piece of it, out of bounds to the Trojans. Now Carter Plyman doesn't appear to be himself.
No, I mean, Rushi's got a good game plan for him. But, yeah, he's not, after he fell, he's not moving real well.
4:34 to go third quarter, 31-21. The lead 10 for Rushi. Ball lobbed into J.J. Meyer, top of the circle. J.J. on the bounce, has a little crease, goes into the lane, momentarily tied up on the arc to Ryland Paul. Paul against Monin. Paul, crossover dribble between the legs, now to Herzog. Herzog looks back door, no one home, on the arc to Noah top, 4:12 to go in the third. Here's Monin guarding Paul straight away. Right wing top. Top against Cordonier. Baseline, he's checked. On the arch, it goes to Herzog. Skips it cross court. It is tipped away, broken up, stolen by Chappie. Chappie leaves it for Cordonier. Left hand layup, no good, but he took a shove in the back. 10-point lead, Rushi, could be 12. Cordonier at the line.
I think Flippo was going to the line. I think it was 24 instead of, or 34 instead of 24.
10-point game, 3:52 to go. Critical stretch for the Rushi Raiders right here. Or I should say for the Bodkins Trojans right here. Foul shot by Flippo, dead center. Biggest margin of the night, 11. 32-21. Rushi now has Vince Borchers on the floor with Braden Monin. At the line, Xavier Flippo makes it again. Braylon Cordonier out there, along with Benjamin York. 12-point ball game, 33-21. It is time to make a move for Bodkins. Outside the arc on the left, it's top. Near side to Paul. Straight away to Meyer. Foul line down the lane. Running one-hander, overshot it. Rebound popped up in the air. Raiders have the ball up 12. Deep left corner, York sizes up a three. Oh, you can count on it. You can count on it. Benjamin York, terrific game. Raiders up 15. 36-21. 3:23 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
36-21, Rushi in the lead over Bodkins.
1 point for the Trojans here in the third quarter.
And we have played 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Carter Plyman on the arc being jostled dribbles into the right corner. Three blue shirts on him. Thrown to top, ahead to Meyer. Left wing top on the arc to Meyer. Botkins can't get a good look. Carter Plyman straight away steps back. Line drive, triple, way short. Long rebound, Cordonier of Rushi. Outlet to Borchers. Steep right corner, Monin. Head of the circle, Cordonier. Fakes right, goes left into the lane. Out back to Monin. Checked by Ryland Paul of Botkins. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. 36-21, Rushi. Here's Flippo. Here's Cordonier. Behind him, Borchers. Left wing. Now Monin. Overplay, but Carter Plyman wanted to steal the ball from Flippo. Couldn't do it. Contact made. Foul. Plyman second. 2:32 left in the third. 15-point contest. 36-21. Cordonier inbounding right in front of the Raiders bench. Head of the circle, it goes to Felix Francis, who's on the floor. Into the post to York, and reaching in a little too aggressively, Noah Topp commits the personal. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We support our customers near and far with the latest up-to-date technology. Osgood Bank, committed to providing the people and businesses with the very best services the community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Well, Rushi inbounds, whistles the ball around the top of the circle into the post, and eventually a moving screen somewhere on the floor committed by the Raiders.
Yeah, they called it on Francis.
Botkins will take it. Trojans thwarted here in the third quarter. Stymied with just a single point.
11-1.
Here's Carter Plyman on the arc. Behind him to Ryland Paul. Keep in mind, Botkins scored 62 on Rushi at the Raiders gym a few weeks ago. Here's Paul, 35 feet away, baseline right. It's Colton Plyman. He ducks his head, powers to the rim, banks it, in and out, no good. Tie up below the basket, a jump, arrow favors Rushi, which leads by 15 with a minute 36 to go in the third quarter and just one single point.
That was a good move by Colton Plyman that time, just couldn't get the basket to drop.
One single point by Botkins here in the whole third quarter. That was, yeah, real good move down low by Colton Plyman. 90 seconds left in the third. And Rushi brings it up into the forecourt. Head coach Spencer Cordonier gets a timeout. We'll just keep it right here, let you know all about a couple of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. In Jackson Center, don't forget, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. And the Pro Hardware Store in Jackson Center, both on the air with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Also the Anna Market. If you're looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home, the Anna Market's at your service. Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience. The Anna Market, the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve, the very best for the best, like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce for your entree. Choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts at the Anna Market. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee a superb eating experience so you can dine right at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you. Minute 16 to go, third quarter. Rushi on top of 15, 36-21. It's been a one-point third quarter for Botkins. They've had a couple real long droughts in this game. One late in the first quarter, overlapping till early in the second. And one here in the third, a full 7 minutes plus now without a field goal. Rushi continues to take a bunch of time off the clock, Chuck.
Well, they scored 5 in the first quarter. They've scored 1 in the third. They scored 15 in the second. That's the only thing that's keeping this from being a runaway.
40 seconds to go. Rushi plays keep away. Here's Cordonier, head of the key. Handoff on the play to Borchers. Back to Cordonier. 30 seconds to go. 36-21 in favor of Rushi. Dribble drive down the right side of the floor. Cordonier, handoff to Borchers. Borchers knife through the lane all the way to the rack. Forced up a shot. Might have been fouled. Couldn't get it over the lip of the rim. Rebound Bodkins. Euro step down the floor. Carter Plyman scores. Beautiful dipsy-do move by Carter Plyman in the open floor. Challenge late, but nailed the shot. 36-23, 4 seconds to go in the third. Fadeaway 17-footer by Quinter. Hit the rim, no good. Offensive stick back. Yes, by York. He beat the buzzer.
Wow.
A career night for Benjamin York in a varsity uniform for the sophomore. Rushi Raiders up 15, 38-23 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
In Jackson Center, your pro hardware store is at 112 East Pike. 20% off DeWalt Power Tools, plus solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers, 17 colors and styles. And don't forget, in just a few days, your pro hardware store in Jackson Center will have installed beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, and you can put them together. They're beautiful, in stock shortly. Like your pro hardware store in Jackson Center on Facebook, 112 East Pike. Special pricing, professional service. Your pro hardware store in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yinks you heard all about his pro hardware stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, available soon in stock. Beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets at your pro hardware store in Jackson Center, 112 East Pike. Opening seconds, fourth quarter. Bodkins needs a run. Good defense by Rushi. Ryland Paul being crowded. Crowded some more. Pushed and fouled.
Well, they didn't like the call on this side, but Shappy's shaking his head saying, I fouled him.
Team foul number 4 on Rushi. 38-23, Raiders lead. Final 7:41 of this game. Carter Plyman now at midcourt. He's got, what, 6 of the 23? Is that
He's
right,
got
Chuck?
6.
Handoff near midcourt to Dosik. Dosik spin move, foul line. Dosik's got what? Almost double figures.
He's got 9.
Dosik in the left corner goes baseline. Swings it back out to Noah Top. Top 25 feet away to Dosik. And stepping in his path is Quinter. That's a defensive foul. And Bodkins is getting close to shooting the 1-on-1.
Well, they're down 15. They need some help somewhere.
38-23 in favor of Rushi. Bodkins scored 62. That's right, 62 at Rushi a few weeks ago. Right now, 39 points shy of that mark. Defense by the Raiders tonight has been fantastic. Here's a long three, deep left corner, Top. In and out, no good. Stick back, Plyman, no. Plyman again, no. Plyman again, got it. Workhorse, Carter Plyman on the offensive glass. 38-25, Rushi with 13. Very sloppy pass. Benjamin York runs it down. Now to Shappy. Shappy midcourt grabbed on the play by Dosik. 6:34 to go here in the fourth. Rushi in the lead by 13. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike, does it all very well, too. Medications packaged by day and time. Phone 937-596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike. A lot of contact below the basket. Rushi starts a drive. Bodies fall to the floor. Ryland Paul picks up the personal. 10 fouls in this half, 5 each team. Baseline to the right of the rim. Flippo inbounding for Rushi. Looks. Airmails at top of the circle. Interception by Paul. Paul down the floor. Stops in the paint area. Had it stripped. Went back up. Knocked away again. Loose ball. What do we have? It is timeout. Rushi finally gained possession. It was
Monin. What hands down there by that young man.
Nice play by Monin. Ball was shaken free a couple of times. And Monin managed to get his glue fingers on it. And Rushi came up with the big timeout. Final 5 minutes of this game. And it's a 13-point contest in favor of the Raiders, who will have the ball out of bounds down to our left. Your number one resource for electrical and industrial and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Choose Dickman. Large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory. Small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Sydney, Salina, Greenville, Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. Rushi in backcourt. Still 6 minutes plus to go in this game. Quinter dribbles up the right side. Crosses over to the head of the key against Plyman. And the ball is pried loose. Rushi's Quinter got a hold of it. Looked like he slid with the ball. Slid 3 or 4 feet, but got a timeout. Again, it's a full.
Wow, that looked like a travel to me.
Yep, sure did. 6:07 to go in the fourth, 38-25. Rushi in the lead by 13 big points. Don't forget, tomorrow at 12:55, we've got Fort Loramie at home against the Finley Liberty Benton girls, a very tall and strong Division II powerhouse. Fort Loramie with its work cut out tomorrow, that is for sure. Tip off about 1:30. Redskins girls coming off a loss last night at Rushi, 43-40. By the way, Fort Loramie dropped a game earlier this year to Ottawa Glandorf. That broke a home streak of 55. Finley Liberty Benton has already beaten Ottawa Glandorf pretty easily this year.
Yeah, well, we saw them at Minster, and they are a terrific basketball team, and they were a little banged up against Minster. They should have everybody healthy tomorrow.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, big blowout sale going on. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, one bargain after another. Family owned and operated, 4 generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Rushi playing keep away at midcourt. Chappie near side to Monin. 5 team fouls each way. And what do we have? A shove. Is that on Carter Plyman? No. Noah Top picks it up. He put his hands on the shoulders of Benjamin York. 5:54 to go in the fourth. 38-25. Rushi up 13. Ball lobbed into Cordonia on the arc between the circles to Chappie. And the ball is pried loose by Dosik, but he fouls him on the wrist. 7th foul, 1-1, Rushi. Zane Chappie at the stripe. Boy, did he ever have a stellar game against Botkins first time around. He lit up the Trojans for 17 points. He had 5 threes. Free throw here is good. And it's 39-25, Rushi. 5:50 to play. Second shot, Chappie on the mark.
That's his first 2 points of the game.
40-25 in favor of Rushi. Forecourt left, open man Dosik, and he pours it in. 3-point shot, nobody checked him. Colin Dosik said, why not? He's in double digits. Winner on the arc, explores the lane for Rushi. Looked like the ball was out of his control. It's ruled a hack on Botkins. Trojans fans displeased with the calls right now. And the seconds, Chuck, are going by very, very slowly. Quinter hits at the free throw line. He gets the bonus, 41-28. Rushi by 13. Second shot, Hayden Quinter, Rushi Raiders. 1, 2, 3, dribbles, dips the knees, and he hits at the stripe. 42-28. Botkins trailing. Here's Carter Plyman into forecourt and decides to let it go from 30 feet short off the rim. Boy, he has been stymied big time.
He's got 8 points. That's what? That's 11 under his average.
Yep. Here's a cross-court pass, Chappie. For Rushi, handoff on the play to Mon, and look at him go to work. Nice move across the lane, did everything but finish. Rebound down to Botkins. 42-28, Rushi. Herzog in the paint area. Then squares up, lets it go. Off to the right, had a good look. Rebound Mon, and foul Botkins. Trojans just cannot get the short shots to fall. They've had some opportunities. It has been a dismal second half for Botkins, which had, what, 20 at the halftime break?
Yeah, it's 8 points here in the second half.
8 points second half for Botkins, which poured in 62 against Rushi at the Raiders gym. And right now, Botkins is 34 shy of that.
Well, Rushi's defense tonight has just been outstanding.
Yep, it has been phenomenal. Extra special for sure. One-on-one situation, Monin. It circled the rim and came out. Rebound down to Paul. Paul pell-mell into the forecourt for Botkins. Stops. Fakes right. Goes left. All the way to the rim. Double-teamed. Fouled on the arm. 4:42 to go here in the game. And we've got a couple of free throws here for Paul of Botkins. A chance to take Botkins up to a 10-point second half. It's been a measly point production for the Trojans here in the last 12 minutes. Free throw by Rylan Paul is good. Rylan Paul hits it.
That's his first point.
And he's got a second free throw here to give him two to match the number on his back. Rushi's defensive play splendid here this evening. 42-29 Raiders. Second shot by Paul. Bumps it up and in. 42-30. Rushi leads at 4:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's pressure in backcourt by Plyman. Quinter zips down the court. Ahead on the play to York. York steers in from the left flank and lays it through. How many, Chuck?
He's got 16, and what a great pass by Quinter to get him the ball.
Carter Plyman below the basket feeds top in the deep left corner. Way long on the shot. Rebound, though, Botkins. Here's J.J. Meyer. Left corner, Paul. Paul scurries across the lane. Out back to Plyman. Plyman sizes up a 28-footer. Short. Deflects off the rim into the stands. Rushi ball up 14. 44-30 with 4:09 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rushi's D has triggered this 14-point spread. Defense for the Raiders has been suffocating. Botkins unable to do nothing, and the looks they've had, they haven't converted. Here's Rushi sprinting down the lane. Monin took a great bounce pass and scored. What a play by Monin. Biggest spread of the night, 16. 46-30. Meyer dribbles between the legs. Right side pass for top. Exploding is Quinter on the steal. Quinter takes it down to the rack. Two more. 48-30. Long throw Botkins to Carter Plyman. And that's the way it's gone. He drives, shoots, no good. Good defense by Rushi. That's one Carter will make 99% of the time. He missed it. Raiders got the board in frustration. Carter Plyman fouls, and Chappie will shoot the double bonus. 3:25 to go in the game, 48-30 Rushi. You just never know in basketball in general, especially at this level, Chuck. Rushi a little short-handed, nicked up with some injuries. Botkins played him extremely tough, 72-62 at Rushi, and it is a blowout here tonight, a few weeks later, at the Botkins Gym.
Yeah, I mean, they got scoring. They got 16 points out of York. I mean, Quinter's got 11, and Monin's got 10. So they got scoring out of some of their scorers, but not 27. But they're just so deep. I mean, they just keep running people out there.
Good, well-rounded scoring by Rushi. Quinter at 27. First time around at home against Botkins. Both free throws missed.
Missed them both.
Here's a quick shot by Paul of Botkins. No good. Rebound Rushi. 48-30 Raiders. Pretty much of a cosmetic finish now. Wide open player. It is a bunny for Monin. As Flippo hit him with a strike. Good pass. 30 feet away, but Flippo, a bullet down inside to Monin. 50-30. Here's Dosik for three. Bombs away. Good. Colin Dosik. Long Ranger.
Yeah, 15.
What a night. He's at 15 of the 33 for Botkins. And flying down the right side of the lane, Gordonier flings it up on the run. No good. Foul against Botkins. 2:46 to go in the fourth. And I tell you what, Chuck, the second half of this game has been like a trip to the dentist.
Yeah, it's been a little ragged.
When you're in the dental chair for an hour, it seems like all afternoon.
Yeah, but they don't give you the good stuff that makes you kind of go to sleep.
It has been a draggy second half of this game. Clock moving slowly. Two free throws, Cordonier. Good. Rushi back up 19, 52-33. Biggest lead was at 50-30 with 2:55 to go in the game. Ball to midcourt for the Trojans. Spin move ahead of the key below the foul line. On the arc to Dosik. Hit the elbow on the left. 16-footer short. Rebound Raiders. They had two up over the iron. And it was cleared on the play by Felix Francis. Rushi down the floor. Right corner. Oh, unselfish play. Monin, Francis. Layup good. And that's the biggest difference of the night. 21. Here's J.J. Meyer, forecourt to her left. Near side to Paul. Foul line. Flips it behind him toward Herzog. Herzog's not there.
You wondered if maybe Rushi had come out dinged up, lost their last game, only second loss of the year. So they might come out a little bit flat and down more. They have just came out here and did just the opposite. I'm impressed.
Yep, you just never know. A lot of credit to the Rushi Raiders here tonight. Good bounce back. Fine response. A short-handed loss to Versailles on Saturday, 46-41. Playing time for Chappie Quinter curtailed greatly. Great statement game tonight. In the post, it's Colby Monin low on the right for the Raiders. On the arc to Jackson Grosjean. Steps inside the arc. Grosjean in off the bench. 5'7 sophomore guard. Below the foul line, Felix Francis, 12-footer, no good. Got the rebound back. Missed a 10-footer. Got the board back again and makes a 7-footer.
Just keep moving your way in as your offensive rebound.
Persistence for Felix Francis. 56-33 in favor of Rushi. Botkins with a drive. Ball pitched up on the dead run by Dosik. No good. Came down to Dosik. Threw it off the leg of a Raider. Trojans will inbounds left of the basket. 56-33 in favor of Rushi. Ball thrown to J.J. Meyer, to Dosik. On the arc it goes. Botkins controlling. That's Carson Brown in now, 5'10 sophomore. Dosik 30 feet away. Goes into the post to Plyman. That's Colton Plyman. Hands off on the play to Brown. Spins, ducks under. Throws it on the arc to the three-point shooter. Long floater missed off the back rim. 48 seconds to go. Rushi forecourt to a right. Up the 23, 56-33. Hand off to Fissinger. It's rotated to Francis, to Borchers. Baseline right. Thrown on the play to Colby Monin, guarded by Colton Playman. 28 ticks to go. Not sure if Rushi intends to shoot. Deep in the right corner, it's Grojean. Grojean gives it up on the play to Francis. Cross court to Borchers. 15-14. Borchers midcourt, dribbling. Gives it up to Monin, 30 feet out. We're under 10. Handoff on the play to Fissinger. Fissinger has a shot in the lane, doesn't take it. Dribbles to the corner, and that'll do it.
Good sportsmanship.
All over, 56-33. Rushi wins by 23. The final margin, the biggest edge in this game, controlled by the Raiders from start to finish. Botkins did score the first five. Rushi the next 13. Botkins got back in the game, cut it to four once. It was five at the break. 25-20, still anybody's game. But the third quarter was all Raiders, as the Botkins Trojans could produce just 13 points in the entire second half. The big D, the capital D, for the Rushi Raiders defense told the story tonight. Rushi's defense, spectacular. Botkins Trojans held in check. Carter Plyman had 21, first meeting of the year between the two. He was limited to 8 points here tonight in this game on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to our great underwriting sponsors, one of which is a new one, Allen Ball Insurance. You know, for a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other store or website. It must be trusted by its customers forever. That's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and agents Greg and Ryan Woolley, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured that you are properly insured. Whether it's your farm, home, car, or business in Shelby, Auglaize, or Logan County, or anywhere in Ohio, you can count on Allen Ball Insurance. Allen Ball, an independent insurance firm offering coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, which retains the small-town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in property and casualty insurance. Give Allen Ball Insurance and Greg or Ryan Woolley a call at 937-596-6712. They'll be more than happy to meet with you to get to know you and understand your insurance needs. A three-generation insurance business that customers trust. AllenBallInsurance.com, AllenBaugh, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person and with a handshake. 23-point win by Rushi. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers as the Raiders advance to 17-2 on the season.
Well, they only turned the ball over once in the second half, six for the game. Botkins turned it 14. They had a 30-24 rebounding advantage, 13-8 on the offensive boards. Botkins 6-9 for the free throw line. And I always do this, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. Rushi shot 19 and made 13. Individual scoring for the Raiders, they were led by Benjamin York at 16. They got 12 from Quinter and 12 from Monin. On the other side, it was all Colin Dosik. He had 15. Nobody else had double figures. My Clancy's player of the game on the Rushi side is Benjamin York and Colin Dosik on the Botkins side.
We're sponsored here in the post game, the star of the game, by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Rushi Raiders with a resounding triumph tonight over Botkins by 23 points, 56-33. Rushi on the year now 17-2, as I noted a moment ago, 10-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi coming into play tonight was tied with Jackson Center at 9-1 atop the league. Rushi now goes to 10-1. Botkins falls to 6-5. Fort Loramie's got a date with Rushi next Friday night. So if Botkins were to beat Anna next Friday and Fort Loramie lost on the road at Rushi, Botkins and Fort Loramie would finish in a tie for third at 7-5 apiece. Jackson Center, Rushi, looks like they're on a path to divide the Shelby County Athletic League Championship with marks of 11-1, although we do have one more weekend of action next Friday. Botkins, as I mentioned, now probably the four seed in the drawing at the Piqua D4 sectional on Sunday. It would certainly seem like Jackson Center 1, Rushi 2, Fort Loramie 3, Botkins 4.
Yep. Unless somebody sneaks a layman in there at a 4, you just never know with these outside coaches.
It was going to take a big upset tonight by Botkins to maybe stir things up a little bit between the 3 and the 4. That did not happen. Rushi responded extremely well here this evening after losing to Versailles in the Raiders' most recent contest. That was a final score of 46-41 in a tilt last Saturday evening. By the way, Rushi comes back tomorrow night at home against Ansonia. Then a double weekend at home to close against Fort Loramie and Marion Local. And we'll probably hang out at the Rushi Gym for both games next Friday and Saturday night as the Rushi Raiders close with 3 in a row at home. Tomorrow night, Botkins is right back here against Lamb of Shawnee, then at Anna. And then 1 week from tomorrow night, the Trojans finish the season against the new Knoxville Rangers right here in the Botkins Gym. Don't forget tomorrow, 12:55 airtime, Finley Liberty Benton play the Fort Loramie girls at the Redskins Gym. And tomorrow night from New Bremen, it is the Tigers of Jackson Center against the Cardinals of New Bremen, airtime 6:55. And we are trying to make arrangements to bring you the Tuesday night game next week between the Fort Loramie girls and the Marion local Flyers at Maria Stein. Chuck, that wraps it up. Wow, what a response by Rushi. As you said, impressive. The defense was magnificent.
Boy, it just sparked everything. And the New York family standing down here on the court, and they were looking up, and they all waved and gave me a thumbs up. And they should be very happy. But you're right. The defense fueled the offense tonight for Rushi. And Botkins just had too many periods where they just couldn't score.
Well, it's a 5-point game, 25-20 at the halftime break.
Yep.
And then about
3 points in the
third quarter, and they score one the first 7.5 minutes of the third. And Rushi pulls away in the third quarter, combination offense-defense.
Yeah.
Botkin simply could not score. When they did get a rare open shot, they couldn't cash in. Raiders night for certain. And Rushi this evening looked every bit like the number 5 team in D4 in the state of Ohio.
Yeah. Good night for the Raiders.
Yep. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight. Been a fun night at the Botkins Gym, always is. First row of the mezzanine, we hang out, got a great perch right on the 50-yard line. We're about, what, Chuck, 15, 20 feet off the floor?
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah. We could call a game from up here. Traveling, charging fouls.
I can call it from anywhere.
Hey, you do have a nice striped shirt on tonight.
I do. I'm ready to go.
Again tomorrow, 12:55 from the Fort Loramie Gym. Finley Liberty Benton, a D2 powerhouse, comes to town. This should be a good game. Fort Loramie will have its hands full tomorrow. Tip off about 1:30. Join us right here for all the action. So many thanks tonight to our great online listening audience on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks to Chuck. Scores, stats, on-site engineering, all the color. Final tally once again, Rushi 56, Botkins 33.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.